You wouldn't lock your absolute best products in some dark, dusty warehouse and just cross your fingers, hoping customers stumble upon them.
Right.
So why do that with your videos?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, with like 500 hours of video uploaded to YouTube every single minute, just hitting publish is basically throwing your hard work into a black hole.
Completely. Which is why today we're doing a deep dive into this really fascinating stack of internal analytics and B2B case studies we got from Scopic Studios.
Right. And the mission here is turning your YouTube presence from a dusty storage shelf of, neglected webinars into an active discovery engine that actually generates real business pipeline for you.
And to get those videos off the shelf, we really had to talk about the algorithm first. Because I always kind of thought of it as a bouncer trying to keep people out.
Oh, a lot of people do, yeah. But looking at the Scopic Studios data, it actually acts a lot more like a hyperactive matchmaker trying to pair the right viewer with the right solution.
Okay, so how is it making those matches, though?
Well, it uses three main signals to build a behavioral profile of what a viewer actually wants. So first you have relevance, which connects their search history to your title and your spoken content.
Okay.
Then second is performance. So do they actually click the thumbnail and how long do they stick around? And finally, engagement. This tracks high intent actions like saving a video to a playlist. It's basically piecing together clues.
Wait, hold on. Let's unpack relevance for a second because I'm stuck on something here. I mean, aren't hidden keyword tags the secret SEO sauce? Like you just stuff the tag box with variations of your topic so the matchmaker finds you?
No, actually. YouTube officially states that tags play a minimal role now. I mean, the system is just way smarter than relying on a list of invisible words.
Oh, wow. Really? So what actually drives this matchmaker then?
It's all about audience intent combined with watch time.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a channel with just 800 subscribers, but those viewers watch your entire video because it genuinely solves their specific problem.
They're actually engaged.
Exactly. You will consistently outrank a channel with 8,000 subscribers that has terrible watch time. Scale is just a really weak metric without intent.
That makes so much sense. So if the algorithm prioritizes how long people watch over your subscriber count, the real bottleneck isn't getting found. It's keeping them in the room once they walk through the door.
100%. And honestly, the drop-off in those first 15 seconds is absolutely brutal for B2B brands.
Oh, I bet.
Because psychologically, viewers are in this state of high friction when they click a video. They want to know immediately if they made the right choice.
So if you start with like a 15-second animated corporate logo...
Yeah, you're dead in the water. The algorithm registers a massive audience exit, and that tells the matchmaker your video just isn't helpful. You have to validate their click by stating the value proposition immediately.
Right, but they have to make that click in the first place.
Yeah.
And the data in these Scopic Studios case studies shows that 90% of top-performing videos use custom thumbnails.
Right. It acts like the neon sign outside our metaphorical warehouse. But there's another huge shift happening in search right now. You absolutely need to manually clean up your auto captions.
I mean, for accessibility, sure, but I'm guessing there's an algorithmic play there, too.
Oh, a major one. Human-reviewed, accurate transcripts tell AI search systems precisely what concepts your video covers. We are seeing these videos surface directly in Google's new AI overviews.
Because the AI literally reads the transcript to piece together answers for those complex search queries.
Exactly.
Okay, that brings up a really critical point about the end game here. Having an AI serve up your video is fantastic for visibility, but if we're trying to build a discovery engine that generates real business pipeline, views alone don't pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
How do we pull that viewer out of YouTube and into an actual sales funnel?
Well, the standard playbook is just burying a call to action in the description box, but the problem is behavioral. Like, most viewers are on mobile or watching embedded videos on other sites, and they never even open the description.
So they literally never see it.
Right.
So you have to integrate that CTA verbally right into the content itself. And not just like some desperate pitch at the very end when they're already clicking away, right?
Yes. It has to be organic. Just mentioning a relevant download or a deeper dive resource while you're actively discussing the topic.
That makes sense. But how do you track that? Because if someone hears your verbal CTA, types your website into their browser and becomes a lead, your CRM is probably just going to label them as direct or organic traffic, right?
Yeah, you lose the map of where they came from. Unless you give them a specific link with UTM parameters you know, a unique tracking code.
Oh, so that tells your CRM,
yeah,
hey, this person came specifically from that one YouTube video.
Exactly. It connects all the dots. We're turning the lights on in that warehouse and putting the right product directly into the buyer's hands when they're actively researching a problem.
I love that. So really, a true YouTube SEO strategy isn't about chasing viral vanity metrics at all. It's about intentionally guiding buyers through a journey from the search bar to the hook to the tracked conversion. But, you know, speaking of researching, if search engines are increasingly using AI to scrape those clean video transcripts and generate direct text answers for users, it leaves me wondering, will future buyers even need to press play to consume your insights?
That is the multi-million dollar question.
Definitely something for you to think about next time you publish.